Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
On Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean, GCN.
Our lively show this morning, and I really appreciate everybody's opinions. I'm sorry I got to rush you through. That's my job as the moderator here, so to speak. Larry Pinkney has been kind enough to join us for the last hour. We'll sneak in the rest of your calls. Real quick, Larry, if this is just about race, just about black people, then why should the rest of us care? I mean, I think people do themselves a disservice making it about just race. And maybe if you lived as a white punk rocker, you would know that it's not. It is not. It is profiling, but it's profiling in a much larger scope. Larry?
Yes, absolutely. It's not just about race. That would be too simple. You dig? And that's, and I'm sorry, I'm flipping into my Panther mode here. But,
nice.
You know, it's not just about race. It's about color and economics. And I really hate that word race, because race is a notion that humans came up with. Why? Because it was the power elite that wants to keep us divided.
They've been doing it for thousands of years. Quit falling for it. Got to go to Michael in New York. Michael, I guess the protests have reached your doorstep. You're on the Power Hour. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Jack and Larry. Appreciate you guys and excellent responses to those callers. And Larry, as a...
Did we lose you, Michael? All right. Renee in North Carolina, you're on the Power Hour with Larry Pinkney. Go ahead. Good morning, Renee.
Yes, with the Jade Helms thing coming, I think we need to address something. Many times over the years, I've heard some really naive Christian patriots say stuff like, oh, I've talked to my police or military brother-in-law, and if it comes down to it, oh, they're not going to take our guns and they're not going to shoot us. Two words are Milgram's experiment they need to Google. And also, these people call themselves Christians. They need to open the Bible and look at what the order-following soldiers did to their Savior, the Son of God. Now, why do you think you're going to get better treatment than the Son of God?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Renee. He'd be out in the streets. Jesus would. At least that's my perspective on it. Curtis in West Virginia, you'll have the last word with Larry Pinkney on the Power Hour this morning. Go ahead. Good morning, Curtis.
Well, it's a privilege just to talk to you, Jack. I listen to you all the time, you and Joyce. I'm going to make it quick. The show has a news media that doesn't report the news very good. What happened to the two officers that were supposed to have been shot in Ferguson in front of the police department? And they were in serious condition at 1 o'clock at night, and at 8 o'clock the next morning they released them, and we've never heard no more about it.
Yeah. Well, it did its purpose then, Curtis. Thanks for the call. That was the purpose. Is the poor police, what will happen to the poor police? What will happen to poor Israel? I mean, this is really divisive. Just go on your social media, Larry, and take the side, one side or the other, and you're going to lose some friends over the deal.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be real than worry about friendship, because if I have friends, then I can be real with them, and we can be real with each other.
Yeah, I'd rather be hated for what I am than loved for what I am not, I think a wise man once said. Well, this is going to be great practice for martial law, non-lethal weapons, new funding going into the national, international police force, good practice for martial law. So we're seeing this on just about every level. Meanwhile, the crooks and criminals continue to make outstanding amounts of profits and money off of our misery.
Right. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, well, let's get back to focus. I'm going to have Bill, you know Bill Still? I'm going to have him on in the next segment. Have you checked out his film, The Money Masters?
I have. Yes, indeed.
Boy,
yes, indeed. And I'm going to be listening.
Good man. Well, thank you so much, Larry Pinkney. You guys put him in your search engine. Find all the great stuff he's writing. And I think it will help bring us all together. People like Larry. Larry, you're a uniter and not a divider.
That's what it's about, my brother. That's what it's about, and that's what they fear the most. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to you, to Joyce, to all the listeners of the Power Hour. And as we said back in the day in the original Black Panther Party, all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow.
We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Power Packed here this morning. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you all the affiliates, producers, everybody that works on the show. Get well, Joyce. I'll be here as long as you need me. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce Riley on the Power Hour, GCN and affiliates. Every Thursday morning, it is April 30th, Thursday today. Bill Still is with us, and just an amazing guy, somebody who has really taught me a lot, and I don't say that lightly. His film put out in 1996 is The Money Masters, themoneymasters.com. It is most likely one of the most hard-hitting documentaries on the global money paradigm that I've ever seen. 3 hours and 23 minutes long, and you won't get tired of watching it. Also, The Secrets of Oz. Bill was just an amazing piece of work. Bill has written, a newspaper editor, publisher, written for USA Today, the Saturday Evening Post, Los Angeles Times Syndicate, Omni Magazine. He has a syndicated radio program, Help News, written 22 books and 2 documentary videos, including the 2 I just mentioned. Bill, great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm glad you can make the time for us. So we were just talking about this civil unrest. So the first 2 hours, civil unrest, mock drills where our military and police are drilling against, arresting American citizens to drill and practice for civil unrest in this country. It's hard to put it into context, but we haven't seen this country on the brink of explosion for a very long time, not maybe since the 60s or the 70s. What do you make of it?
Well, it's not a good thing, and our current president is not helping at all. However, I lived in Washington, D.C. during the late 60s, during the riots then, and those were far, far worse. The country was in far worse condition. What's going on right now? You got a bunch of opportunists trying to make the most of a racial problem, and the president is not doing a thing to improve that situation.
No, and it looks like it's on purpose. Why do I get the feeling the president doesn't get to make any real decisions and doesn't have that much power anymore? Do you get that same sense that somebody else is doing the work over there?
No, I don't. I think he's responsible for a lot of this stuff. I think he actually has a extreme leftist agenda, which would like to see the destruction of this country and would like to at least cause it to have a major black eye in the eyes of the world. I think he is probably a member of the Muslim International Brotherhood, or at least that's the case, according to the main Egyptian newspaper. About a year ago, did a story on this that friends of Obama's admitted, or Obama himself had admitted to some Egyptians that he was a member of the International Muslim Brotherhood. And so that puts an entirely different cast on all this stuff. He was not.
We have to notice that the social engineers, these are a lot of the people that you call out in your film, The Money Masters. These are people that do, I guess if you looked at them politically, you would say they lean left, wouldn't you? I mean, they seem to. This is like David Rockefeller. What did he say back in the, was it the 90s or the 80s when he said that Mao's China is the, maybe the 70s, Mao's China was like the perfect example of government. He was praising Mao and communist China. So it isn't too far of a stretch between that and Obama, right?
Well, I really don't see the way you classify politics as being a linear line. I see it as being a circle, because there's a place where the extreme left meets the extreme right, and so there's not a dime's worth of difference. The only way you can really categorize it are those who are interested in decentralizing power, maximizing freedom, maximizing democracy for the average person, and those who are interested in centralizing power to the maximum extent for their profit and power.
Yeah, I can wholeheartedly agree with that. And that's often people say, well, Jack, where are the solutions? Decentralize. That's the first thing you want to try to do any way you can. And everything we see around us is just more centralization. People are talking about a national police force, but yet there is international police, and we're seeing that every day. Is there ever going to be an update to the Money Masters? Does it need to be updated, Bill? Because it says it all. I mean, I guess you could add in some current events, but it's all laid out there. Talk about how you got started and how you did the Money Masters and why you did it and how it's still relevant today here, what is it, almost 20 years later?
Hey, man, I'm an old guy. You've got to ask me one question at a time, not six or seven all strung together.
I know.
The Money Masters, we've talked about it and talked about it. How could we shorten it? And what are you going to cut out? You're going to cut out Abraham Lincoln? You know, we couldn't cut out any of it. So we just left it as is. And I went on about, 15, 16 years later and produced The Secret of Oz. And now subsequently, one that I finished last year called Jekyll Island. And they all come at the subject from slightly different angles, but mostly the improvement is that I'm that many more years down the line. For example, with Jekyll Island, that was the first time I was able to include in a documentary video that the taped on-camera testimony of this Israeli lawyer who explained how the Israeli Knesset
And politics in general was completely controlled by lending, the big banks, because he was the lawyer for the big banks who arranged all this stuff. Eventually they had a falling out, and there were lawsuits and all this. Now, he just came out when I was in Israel. He came up to me and said, I've got to talk to you in private. So we set up a meeting the next day, and he started running down all this. And I said, do you mind if I go get my video camera? I handheld it, and he started in again. And it was just an amazing story how the banks tried to have all the major political parties in Israel. They lend them money. They go to one party and say, well, how about $20 million to run your next major campaign? They go, yeah, sure. And then they go to the next party and say, well, you know, that other party, they just borrowed $20 million. You probably need $15 million. And pretty soon they have all of the, I think it's the 7 or 8 major political parties are indebted between 150 and 300% of their total net worth in what's called short-term loans or call loans, which are 30 to 90-day loans. So at any time, and they can't afford to repay these loans, but they're not like, you know, you make a payment. The loans are rolled over every so often. And so at any time, they can call these loans and bankrupt a major political party. And that is a significant amount of pressure that the banks can put on the system. And after all, the pressure point of this whole problem, our entire freedom problem worldwide, is that banks control the quantity of money in nearly every government on this planet. Instead of the government creating its own money and truly being sovereign, that's what happened in 1694 with the creation of the Bank of England. They finally got the British government to start borrowing money from the banks. That's where the problem is. That's where the pressure point is. And we have to focus on that pressure point, or everything else is just will be lost for centuries in this right-left conundrum that really doesn't count for anything.
Well, see, my strategy of asking you 7 questions in a row paid off because that was fantastic. Bill Still, BillStill.com is a website, and you've got to see the Money Masters, themoneymasters.com. It's just highly engrossing. You're going to learn so much. And I also want to talk about the Secrets of Oz here in a bit. This is the thing. I go down. I got a Fed Reserve here in Atlanta, Bill. And I go down and I, you know, protest. I call them out by name. You know, we talk about the discount window and things that you just don't hear in the anti-Federal Reserve movement. But this is how it works, right? And so one of the things I say is, let's just go ahead and not pay interest on the money that's being created, the fiat money, and let's have Congress coin the money. Would you rather, I ask people this question, would you rather pay interest on money or not pay interest on money? And why do they get so confused when I ask that question?
Well, if you had a multi-trillion dollar scheme going on worldwide that only depended on the confusion of the people, you could afford to spend several billion dollars just keeping people confused. And that's exactly what's going on. So the main problem we have here is that, as I said before, governments are not creating their own money. They're not in control of the quantity. The only thing that our government is in control of in the realm of money are the coins in your pocket. Everything else, every other dollar, is created as an interest-bearing debt by banks and other financial institutions. And that is the problem. We're not in control of the quantity. So as far as the Fed goes, the whole Fed problem is that they try to disguise this private corporation as a government entity. The idea being, well, yeah, the government's in charge of the banks, and so, you know, we've got our eye on it. We're gonna fix it and all that sort of thing. Well, everybody knows. I mean, the Fed is a corporation. By their own admission, they're a corporation. Who are their only stockholders? The banks of the United States. That corporation cannot ever work in the public interest. It must, absolutely must, work only in the interest of their stockholders, the banks. And so they're absolutely tied together. There's not a dime's worth of difference between them.
Yeah, when the bear eats you in the woods, don't blame the bear. That's just its nature. And it does poop in the woods, too, by the way. The argument to Bill Still is that we can't let Congress make the money and control the money supply because there'll be too many political arguments and they'll be arguing and using it to, for political means, which I guess is going to happen. There would have to be some oversight of that, I assume, but it's certainly better than what we have.
Yeah, it's that would be better than what we have. I mean, a deadlocked Congress is not a vice at all. I mean, the founding fathers thought
that
as a virtue.
I got to go to break, Bill. Stay with me. Bill Still, BillStill.com. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Joyce this morning. It's the Power Hour. We'll take your call here in just a few. Stay with us.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
check about the Secrets of Oz. If you haven't seen that, it's the real story of the Wizard of Oz. You got to see that. And Bill's written all kinds of books and done videos about health, and just is an amazing guy all around. BillStill.com. I know you're busy. I'm so glad to have you today. I'm going to let the callers at you here in a second. I got a short segment here, and then we'll have a longer one, Bill. But we were talking about, why not let Congress coin the money? Why not let them control a debt-free fiat currency? It's better than what we have now. It's an easy solution. It's easy to communicate. I know someone's going to come back at me and say, Jack, but all the profits from the Fed go to the Treasury. We don't know that because there's no bookkeeping. There's no auditing of it.
Ask me the very first question you just put again.
Yeah. You were talking about, I was saying the answer is that if you let Congress coin money, they'll pull
it. Congress couldn't raise money. Yeah. Okay. Well, two points here. The first point is that even if that was the case, that Congress was going to not only determine the quantity, but distribute the quantity through legislation, that would be far superior to what we have, because at least people who are elected would be making this decision instead of right now. Bankers, the biggest bankers especially, are making those decisions, and they're not going to operate in public interest. They're only going to operate in the interest of profiting them. Okay, but secondly, any monetary reformer is absolutely repelled by the notion that Congress would both determine the quantity of money and make the spending choices. So you have to have a different arm of government. This arm, the original concept, the way the Fed was originally sold, was to be this arm. However, it's just a deception. The Fed is a private corporation wholly owned by the banks. So you basically, the banks are making all those choices, and that's what we've got to put an end to. Somehow we have to have a democratically constituted group of citizens, and I say the more the merrier, have, 10 per state, or do it by like a House of Representatives based on population or whatever, so that this monetary board would say, okay, we want to have a target of X amount of inflation or X amount of growth. We need X amount of money to make that happen. And then once that's determined, then they say, okay, Congress, here's your pot of dollars. Go divvy it up any way you want. The big difference here is you cannot allow your government ever to borrow money again. I know it's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, but that has to be taken out of the Constitution by constitutional amendment, because once government borrows, it is no longer sovereign. As the Bible says, the borrower is servant to the lender. Yeah. You can't be a sovereign if you're a servant.
Can you even pay it back? And one of the things you learn if you look at the minutes from the Federal Reserve is that they're loaning money to themselves, basically the main investment banks, to distribute. They're calling this stimulus now, using fractional reserve lending to do it, and they don't pay any interest on it. We pay the interest through the Treasury bonds, which now are enjoying the largest bond bubble in the world in history. I'm not trying to ask you a lot of questions here. I want people to know what's going on, so I'm making a statement. However, Congress would be accountable for who gets the money, and minimally, again, we wouldn't pay interest on it. That's the thing, right?
Absolutely. However, it's just so important to acknowledge that the government should never be allowed to borrow again. If government couldn't borrow, it would fix its spending problems overnight. It would have to, because the only way it could get extra money would be to raise extra taxes, and people find out about that right away. The way they profit from this is kicking it down the road via a debt instrument. And then all the economists can say, oh, well, don't worry about that. We're never going to pay it back. The banks don't care if you ever pay it back. They want the control. Right now we're spending somewhere between $250 and $400 billion per year on interest to these banks. This is a payment that is entirely unnecessary, and in fact completely causes this country to be in servitude to the bank.
Yeah, that number is debatable. I've seen it even closer to $1 trillion a year. Before we even budget, that's what we're paying on the money we've already borrowed up until now. So it's somewhere between $500 billion, half a trillion, and $1 trillion, Bill. Is that it?
the debt clock, the official debt clock says it's around $250 billion. I too, have heard figures as high as $700 billion. Nobody knows. That's what
it, it's a huge setback when you're starting out the fiscal year. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. Bill's still with us. This is the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Myself this morning. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Joyce. It's the Power Hour. We're live this Thursday. Phone lines are open. I am going to you. Bill, you're such an interesting guy, really. I've learned so much from you. One of the things that I'm so glad to have learned was that, you know, gold-backed currency is not the answer. And a lot of people fall into that, and maybe that's why we don't have a good centralized movement to stop the coining of money at interest at the Federal Reserve rather than, again, in Congress, which we were just talking about. Can you elaborate on a gold-backed money, why that could be a problem?
Gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because you like all these shows, have gold, you know, gold sellers as sponsors, and so it's just kind of an edgy subject. But, yeah, I mean, we were on a gold-backed money system during the 1920s and the 1930s. Now, did that successfully control the quantity of money? No.
they the big banks and the financial houses hypothecated gold and poured in the stock market, and you saw the biggest stock market bubble in history on a percentage basis. That was called the Roaring Twenties. This was followed by the deepest decline on a historical basis, and which went on for 10 years. That was called the Great Depression of the 1930s. And to add to the misery, halfway through the Great Depression, the Fed deliberately contracted the money supply even further, which they could do because they have the gold. So they just don't allow the banks to loan it out. Gold is not the solution. In my view, this whole gold mantra is actually the problem because it keeps people from focusing on what the real problem is. And that's who creates the money. As you said at the top of the show, are we simply creating our money for our benefit, the benefit of we the people, or are we renting our money from the big banks? And, of course, we all know that the answer to that question is number two.
Yeah, I don't think that you're saying, I'm certainly not saying that gold couldn't be a good investment or you shouldn't have gold in your portfolio, you know, that it can't be used for some purpose, but to back the money with it could be a problem. Didn't William Jennings Bryant, wasn't he for a silver-backed money? I'm not sure. I remember you saying something like that. Maybe I got it wrong.
Yeah, he was for silver-backed money, but that's just because he knew that the government issued money solution wasn't going to fly because there had been a greenbacker party since the time of Lincoln, and they typically polled 2 or 3%, and so he knew that wasn't going to fly. Silver would have been a better solution because silver was much more widely available. It was much more difficult to control the quantity. So in that day and age, that was a much, much better solution. In this day and age where silver can be traded electronically, it won't work at all.
Well, and that is the future if we don't stop it, by the way. Complete, total, technocratic control of money using a global electronic money system, e-currency, and I think we're already there with our cell phones and whatnot. The Men Who Built America is a show, a documentary series on the History Channel. I'm not encouraging people to watch the History Channel, but I did sit through hours of this thing, Bill. And there was a really interesting part where the enemies, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Morgan, all got together and pooled their resources to defeat the populist candidate, William Jennings Bryan. And you feature him because L. Frank Baum had been working with him to make The Wizard of Oz, the real Wizard of Oz. That really happened, right? I mean, this is admitted now, even on the History Channel, that the money masters are controlling politics, and they took William Jennings Bryan out. Was he for real, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, he was for real, especially initially. But then when he lost his first presidential run, he gradually started making compromises and faded off as being the Secretary of State. But, yeah, the Baum, L. Frank Baum was, of course, wrote The Wizard of Oz around 1900. This was when the populist movement was really at its zenith. And he put in the elements of monetary reform into the original book version, which were later changed in the 1930s movie version. For example, they changed Dorothy's silver slippers to ruby slippers, and so that completely destroyed the symbolism of what was going on. In the original book version, if they wore the silver slippers, they could trot the evil gold road to, the Emerald City. That was the idea. So, silver would have been a better idea then. It's not a good idea now.
Yeah, it's just, they tell you this stuff happens, but it happened a long time ago, and it doesn't happen anymore, is what they always say. I always joke about it. Don't look backwards. Don't know history. We must go forward, Bill. Don't.
Oh, I've got one additional fact here that I forgot, and that is that during that presidential campaign, in fact, 750,000 Americans were given free train rides to William Jennings Bryan's opponent, Mr. McKinley's house in Ohio, on board J.P. Morgan's railroad. That was about 17% of the voting electorate were all given free train rides to go to Ohio to visit McKinley and his house.
it looked like William Jennings Bryan was the real trust buster. Teddy Roosevelt, not so much. We know his little combination with the Morgans and the Morgan Trust. He wasn't much of a trust buster. At least it looks that way to me. Bill Still is with us. We'll take your calls. 855-995-6923. Questions for Bill Still? We'll do it right now. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. You're first up. Thank you, Francis. Good morning.
Two quick points for you. I think the reason why they had the ruby slippers for Dorothy was because she was supposed to be looking at the, at that world with rose-colored glasses instead of silver. Now, as for the Congress coining the currency or whatever the case is, at the time, that would have been a great idea except for one thing. Now you can't do it because, quite frankly, you'd have to clear out the entire Congress, get rid of all the lying, thieving, bloodthirsty, greedy people in Congress and re-put a new Congress in before even attempting that idea. Meanwhile, well, people...
Yeah, hold on. But Bill, okay, thanks for the call. Bill, I guess Congress wouldn't be owned by the Federal Reserve if they were the ones that had the power to coin money. You think there would be a change of attitude there?
Well, number one, Congress is still elected. You can debate the freedomness of those elections, but it still beats bankers, which are completely unelected. What was their other point?
Nobody seems to have a better solution than this. See, this is the thing. I think that the money masters want to end the Fed and create a more global bank as the Fed is becoming. So they're ahead of us. They've already figured out what the next plan is, and we can't seem to get together on what should replace the Fed, and that's troubling.
Well, that's why I entitled my last book, No More National Debt, because I think this is the key pressure point that people can quickly understand, and they'll be shocked by when they understand that all money is created out of debt. And it's a pretty simple thing to try to employ, and that is, we have to stop national borrowing altogether, not taper it down, but absolutely stop it. And as far as,
we'll make Francis Congress happy, though, Bill. We can make Francis happy and throw term limits along with debt-free money by Congress.
Well, yeah, but remember, Congress is not going to be the only solution to this problem. All we're going to do is prevent Congress from borrowing money, from spending too much, and prevent them from controlling the quantity of money that's given to them to spend in the first instance.
Yeah, and then we have to deal with the cognitive dissonance of Americans who can't, they're told they don't understand this, so they just go, okay, you're right, I don't understand monetary policy and how all this works. I'll let smarter people than me handle that, and that's giving your power.
That's kind of why I steer away from, first off the bat, trying to explain to people, well, fractional reserve lending, because right away you knock off 98% of the people. They go, oh, this is that part of the economic situation I can't understand. But if you tell them, we don't have to borrow money, that's just a fact. Lots of people, a much larger percentage, cannot get their hands around that.
China just cut their reserves, so what their banks have to hold in reserves, three times in the last year, two times already in the last few months.
Right, so they're increasing money into the money supply. The question is where that's going. Here in the United States, the QE went all into the financial sector. Basically, they handed all the money to the banks. You guys have to be healthy and strong, or else the country's not going to prosper. I have no idea exactly how China handled that.
Well, they're supposedly giving it to small businesses and agriculture, but I've heard that before. They're actually, I believe, at about 15%. Here we are at 10% or less. Let's go back to the phones. Earl in New York, you're on the Power Hour with Bill Still. Good morning.
Bill, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got a question to ask. If indeed the FRB is David Rockefeller and his friends, and they print money for us, so we owe every dollar that they print back to them plus interest. That's correct, right? Is that what we're saying?
Correct. Yeah.
All right,
correct.
So here's the thing. They use, this is my question, which I think you can answer, because my estimation, I wrote a book called, and I'm going to give you the name of my book, but I'm a leadership development consultant. I've been on four continents in the past year, speaking with managers of different companies around the world. Here's our estimation of what we can come up with. David Rockefeller leans on his congressman in the United States of America and says, hey, we need money for a particular company for aid. He puts on his Federal Reserve Act. He writes that hat. He puts on that writes a check to the U.S. government, and he says, oh, by the way, U.S. government, here's your money for the aid for this country. You owe me every dollar plus interest. He goes over to the other country, puts on his world banker hat for that country, and receives the money, writes them a check, and says, oh, by the way, you owe this money back to me, this bank, plus interest. So we say the Federal Reserve Bank is not federal, and there's no reserve. So for every dollar that they print, we owe back to them. And they have a philosophy that we call the Ten Precepts, which is the opposite of the Ten Commandments philosophy upon which our Bill of Rights is based. We, the people, enjoy freedom when government disciplines itself under the Bill of Rights. We don't believe that a constitutional convention is going to help us, because if those sinners are violating our Constitution now, they'll violate our Constitution.
Yeah, though that's a very dangerous door to open. And Bill wrote a book, Why America is Free, The History of the Founding of the American Republic, which would get into what you're talking about. But that's the deal, that we do have to pay interest on it. And I think that was the question. He was trying to verify that with you, Bill. There is no question.
Yeah, well, but something else he said that's very, very important point to make, especially amongst this radio community, do not fall for this notion, which is now popping up its ugly head again, that we need a constitutional convention to fix this. That this constitutional convention thing has been in the works for 30 or 40 years. I worked with Phyllis Schlafly back in the late 1980s. To defeat it at that point. Their plans are all laid out. The convention will get out of control just as the first convention got out of control. It's just that the first convention was manned by people who really were trying to do the right thing, and this convention will not.
I'm with you on that, Bill. I've been against the Con for more than 10 years as well. Bill's still with us. Bill Still, just like it sounds, BillStill.com, The Money Masters. You can see that anywhere. I really encourage you not just to see it, but to sit down with your loved ones and watch it. It's really quite well done and very compelling and fact-checked all the way through. Let's go to Ron in Washington. Ron, you were on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Several points. First, the guy that just came up. I and 12 other people got Phil Schlafly involved in the Con back in those days. Number one.
Good for you.
Number two, the only way to stop the problem we've got right now is having people with backbone, with a higher moral attitude, Christians, than those individuals that presently are mercenary in our Congress. Point three. The only way that you can resolve the problem of the wage problem in this country is by tariffs and duties. That has to be put back in the elimination of any treaty that has been put in place. And
yeah, that would go right into this transit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Way to go. I agree wholeheartedly. This is my major problem with the Libertarian Party. Bravo for you. And that is that they are against tariffs. The only way you can protect your internal manufacturing, the only way you can have a healthy economy is for a nation to make most of the stuff they use on a daily basis. You can't import that stuff, or your nation is determined to crash. And the only way you can protect that is by protective tariffs. They're allowed in the Constitution. There's nothing wrong with them.
Well, and then if we have a tariff here, thank you for the call. I appreciate you, Ron. If we had a tariff here, then our tariffs could be appreciated overseas. You see that there can be a quid pro quo there. This is all part and parcel of this Trans-Pacific Partnership thing. And, you know, our Christian Congress, they all say they're Christians, and they're voting to keep the fast-track trade authority going right now in Congress, which is something that needs to be repealed and finished once and for all.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. Let's go to Nick in Montana. Good morning, Nick. You're on the Power Hour.
Good morning there. I just going back to William Jennings Bryan in the book, The Fight for Free Silver. They have a copy of about 20 pages of the Democratic National Platform in that book. And in that platform is not to borrow any money. And it'd be kind of unique one time to read that 20 pages of that platform to the American people on your show, because they were just super conservative at that time. And that's basically all I have here. But that'd be
interesting. Yeah, Bill, basically
you could just read William Jennings Bryan's Cross of Gold speech. You know, that's the whole point. I didn't make up this monetary reform stuff. I didn't make up that the government's printing all the money and shouldn't do it. This has been since the beginning of this country and before that this has been going on. It's an age-old battle between those who want to create a democratically controlled state to maximize freedom and the bank. It's state money versus bank money. Right now, we're under the complete thrall of the bank money system and disguised as state money. So
yeah,
to keep people confused.
What do you think of the Occupy movement? They want to tax the rich, but it sounds like they're asking to tax themselves. When I hear that, that's what I hear. I hear Aldous Huxley saying in the future people will be begging for their own slavery. There's so many loopholes, and the tax laws are written by their so-called 1% of the 1%. The actual 1% is middle class now, but let's not get into that. So what do you think of the Occupy movement?
I think it's a diversion. There is only one relevant question, and that's can we prevent the federal government from borrowing any more money? If we have a no more national debt policy, everything else will eventually fall into place.
Yeah, I love how simple that can be, folks. Looks like we're going to go to break, and I let's go ahead and start with you, Mike in Texas. I'll get you in. We'll hold you over if the music starts queuing up. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air. Good morning. Mike. Mike going once. I see he's like, I'm just going to be quiet because they're going to break and then I could get cut and I'm not going to have that. Bill, BillStill.com. Bill, stay with me for just a few more minutes if you would.
Sure.
And
sure.
Is that where you want people to go? BillStill.com. All things Bill Still.
Yep. That's it. Or BStill3 is my YouTube channel where I've got about 500 pieces up there right now.
Couple more minutes on the other side of this break with Bill Still. Stay with us. It's the Power Hour.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show when you have such great guests. So thank you very much, Larry Pinkney, and thank you, Bill. Bill Still, for being with us this morning. I know you're very busy. This is so important to simplify this. Decentralize and repeal. We don't need more laws. We don't need more centralization. And we need to have debt-free money. That is so important and so easy. We could get consensus on that, like the food revolution, Bill. You know, look at people from the left and the right, from all persuasions and races and colors and from all backgrounds and even different countries all coming together against genetically modified food. We could do that with debt-free money, right?
And it is being done worldwide at this point. A new Finnish government has just come in, and their party is in complete support of monetary reform. If I was to boil this down to just 3 points, three takeaways for everybody in the audience about the three most important things. Number one, always support decentralized power. Number two, oppose the Constitutional Convention, the con. And number three, most importantly, no more national debt, no more national debt.
Yeah. What do you see their next move being? In Finland, I guess they'll find ISIS and Al-Qaeda there now that they're going for monetary reform?
No. But they also in Iceland, a friend of mine who's a parliamentarian there, Frosti Sigurðsson, was asked to put out a report on monetary reform by the prime minister, and his report is just dynamite. I put it up on my YouTube channel, or I don't know if you can Google Frosti, and that's all that'll come up. He's an Icelandic parliamentarian. It's a good read. It's easily accessible to anybody. And Frosti is a great guy. He's determined. He's going to push it through on Iceland as well.
Yeah, well, look it. And this is something I think you can't stop. And I like to think positive in that direction. By the way, Secrets of Oz DVD is on sale at the Power Hour right now at a discounted rate. I really encourage you guys to get that. And you're supporting the Power Hour, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, the Secrets of Oz DVD by our friend Bill Still. Bill, leave us with something. Anything else you need to put on the record or promote before we get you out of here?
Just no more national debt. I mean, that's the one thing that if everyone can take away, I want them to take away. We don't have to have debt-based money. We can have debt-free money and thereby freedom from the banker's control, which is at the core of all of our problems.
Yeah, you're the man. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you, man. TheMoneyMasters.com, BillStill.com. There he goes. Thank you, Bill. Wow. See, I love it when it's that simple. You know, when I talk to G. Edward Griffin and... he's got a group of people that he reaches out to and ties everyone together for consensus all over the place. And he makes it very simple. Decentralize and repeal. He's one of the people that's on board with that. And this is individualism versus collectivism. If you look at something and it says, well, this is going to draw me more into the collective, then don't do that. Don't support that and don't vote for it with your money, for God's sakes. If something is going to make you more free and more independent, even though that could come with security concerns or pitfalls, it could look a little messy to you, always go for that. If something can be decentralized, in other words, give you more power in your neighborhood, let alone your community, your city, your state, always go for that. See, and this was the whole move of the last financial meltdown, and we're going to have another one here soon. Too big to fail, too big to jail. Or, listen. Hey, you guys have a great day. We'll see you later. Jack Bud, Google me. Power Hour. Love you. Stay bold. Bye.